This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ukraine says United States experts are looking into the crash of a newly received F-16. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's Air Force commander says U.S. experts have joined a probe into why an F-16 warplane that Ukraine received from its Western partners crashed earlier this week during a Russian bombardment. The Air Force chief says that a detailed analysis is already being conducted into why the fighter went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage. He's directed scathing criticism at unconfirmed claims the fighter jet was brought down by a US-made Patriot air defense missile operated by Ukrainian forces. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. At least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered by European countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired the commander of the country's air force after the F-16 warplane crash and the pilot died. The order to dismiss was published Friday on the presidential website. The World Health Organization says tens of thousands of Mpox vaccines will arrive in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the next few days. World Health Organization's head of the Unit for High Impact Events Preparedness, Tim Nguyen.
What we understand right now is from ERA that they have procured 175,000 doses of MVAPN vaccine. In addition, the manufacturer Bavarian Nordic is donating another 40,000 doses. That makes up about 230,000 doses that we understand are imminently available to be dispatched.
The WHO declared the ongoing Mpox outbreaks in Africa a global emergency, hoping to spur a robust global response to the disease on a continent where cases have been spreading largely unnoticed for years. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Telegram's lack of engagement with governments contributed to the arrest of the platform's CEO, Pavel Durov, according to analyst Katie Harbath.
This is a very specific type of content that the Telegram CEO is being held accountable for. That is the type of content that does tend to have more of that potential criminal liability around it. So I think it'd be wrong to extrapolate this to being that, oh, platforms are going to be held accountable for all types of content that are on their platforms.
A French judge put Russian-born Durov under formal investigation on Wednesday for suspected complicity in running an online platform that allows illicit transactions, child sex abuse images, drug trafficking, and fraud. Telegram boss Pavel Durov's lawyer said on Thursday it was absurd to suggest he should be held responsible for any crimes committed on the app. Three Arab Israeli tourists and two Egyptian hotel workers were injured after a fight broke out in the Egyptian town of Taba on the border with Israel on Friday, Egyptian security sources said. The sources said a physical altercation erupted when an Arab Israeli tourist verbally insulted an Egyptian hotel employee, sparking a melee that involved other tourists and employees. A potential oil spill of 2.2 nautical miles in length has been detected in the area matching the location of the Greek-registered oil tanker stranded in the Red Sea after an attack by Houthi militants, Greece said in a letter circulated through the United Nations Shipping Agency on Friday. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
The barrels of crude oil on board remain intact. That's according to Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh on Thursday.
The tanker is carrying 1 million barrels of crude oil. Those barrels remain intact right now. The vessel itself is leaking some oil from where it was hit. There is still a fire going on, or multiple fires still burning on the ship itself.
The Houthis also released a video Thursday said to show storming and burning of the Greek flag tanker Sunion in the Red Sea. The vessel has been on fire since August 23rd.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said on Friday that he would withhold recognition of the Venezuelan election results until voting tallies were released. During an interview with a local radio station, Lula said Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had failed to listen to the Venezuelan Electoral Authority, which should include members of the government and the opposition, and instead sought the help of the Supreme Court to cement his victory. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X and Facebook. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.